Section 2, South Carolina in the War. As you read, look for how participation in World War II boosted our state's economy, the many ways South Carolinians lent support on the home front, the sacrifices of soldiers and sailors from our state, terms, blackout, victory garden, war bonds. World War II affected South Carolina as much as the nation. The state probably got more than its fair share of military bases, with vast amounts of federal spending. Camp Jackson at Columbia reopened as Fort Jackson, a permanent infantry training base. Camp Croft in Spartanburg became another infantry training facility. Each could train 50,000 soldiers at a time. The Paris Island Marine Base near Beaufort expanded, as did the Charleston Navy Yard to produce more ships. In addition, several air bases were constructed. The Doolittle Raiders trained at Columbia Air Base in Lexington County, now the Columbia Metropolitan Airport, and practiced dropping dummy bombs in Lake Murray. These flyers, under Lieutenant Colonel Jimmy Doolittle, were preparing for a daring air raid on Tokyo, the capital of Japan. The costly but successful raid in April 1942 gave a boost to the morale of Americans, who were bitter about the sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. The economic impact. South Carolina contractors, builders, suppliers, and laborers benefited mightily from the new war production. Women, teenagers, older men, and men rejected by the military found jobs at the Charleston Navy Yard and at factories as electricians, carpenters, welders, machine operators, and mechanics. The new and expanded bases hired many civilian office workers. Textile mills went on 3 8-hour shifts, producing military uniforms and tents. The availability of good jobs in industry and around military installations lured away agricultural workers. Women and children filled some of the gaps. Also, help came from an unusual direction. The military set up 28 prisoner of war POW camps in South Carolina. Those German and Italian POWs were hired to work in the fields and even in some factories. Farm wages and profits soared. The war also contributed to the diversification of South Carolina's industry. Textiles were still the biggest factor, but chemicals, wood pulp, timber, food canning, tobacco, and products made of stone, clay, or glass grew in importance. Local social consequences. The rapid wartime shift from the country to the cities caused large population increases in six counties: Charleston, Richland, Beaufort, Dorchester, Greenville, and Kershaw. The other 40 counties lost population. This shift resulted in housing shortages, overcrowding, and overcharging for rent. The cities of Columbia and Charleston tried to control rents, but had limited success. South Carolinians pitch in. Patriotism and volunteerism ran very high among Carolinians. Red Cross volunteers made bandages. Older men served as aircraft spotters and air raid wardens preparing for possible aerial attack. People along the coast cooperated in blackouts. Blackouts involved turning out or concealing lights to deny geographical information to enemy submarines. German subs sank several ships off the coast during the war, so the danger was real. Each town near military bases established USOs, United Service Organization Recreation Centers, where off-duty servicemen could enjoy music, dances, card games, pool, ping pong, and food. USOs even arranged Sunday dinners in private homes for the armed service members. Carolinians planted victory gardens to help relieve food shortages. They collected scrap metals and old paper for recycling. Scout troops and churches often ran such campaigns. most drivers obey the national speed limit of 40 miles per hour to help conserve gas and tires. World War II witnessed the nearest thing to total involvement of the population since the Civil War. People saved money for the day the war was over and supplies became plentiful again. Buying war bonds was the patriotic way to save money. War bonds were government paper that paid interest to the owner when a certain period had passed. These bonds were used to finance the war effort. War bond drives were publicized on the radio and in newspapers and magazines. Bond rallies were held all over the country, sometimes with celebrities making the patriotic appeal. Even children participated in bond drives by buying one savings stamp at a time for 10 cents or a quarter and sticking it in a little book. When the book was full of stamps, it could be exchanged for a bond, which a few years later would be worth much more money than the amount loaned. The people who gave and sacrificed the most, of course, were those who served in the armed forces. Many volunteered. Many more were selected by a lottery system set up by local draft boards. Every male from 18 to 45 was registered for the draft. Workers in vital war industries and the physically unfit were exempt. South Carolina had a population of less than 2 million in 1940. 184,000 of those served in the armed forces during the war. Over 2,600 of these were women. Because of physical problems brought on by poverty, one-third of the state's white population and one-half of the African Americans who were drafted were found unfit for service. Do you remember? 1. Define in sentence form, blackout, victory garden, war bonds. 2. Which South Carolina bases trained military personnel for World War II? 3. In what ways did ordinary South Carolinians help in the war effort? 4.